following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Year after year, the Bible is the world's best-selling book. Chances are you have one on your coffee table or stored away in a closet somewhere. But how many even read the Bible? If you don't read this book, you could be missing out on the most exciting, mind-expanding information and knowledge the world has ever known. Can you really understand the Bible? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames explores principles of Bible study. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Over 100 million Bibles are sold annually all over the world. But does anyone really understand it? Can you understand the Bible? On today's program, we'll discuss some straightforward principles for studying your Bible. How many people actually read the Bible? According to a Gallup poll, 59%, or about 6 in 10 Americans, read the Bible at least occasionally. While that may seem impressive, readership of the Bible has actually declined from 73% in the 1980s. As I recall, it was back in 1975 when a television reporter asked me my appraisal of American morality. I answered even then that morality and godly character among Americans had declined because biblical values were declining. When the nation reads the Bible and practices its precepts, it will prosper morally. But great neglect of the Bible and its teachings will continue to produce moral decline and eventual national destruction. The great American statesman Daniel Webster gave this warning about our national future. Quote, "If there is anything in my thoughts or style to commend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity." End of quote. Webster's warning should be taken very seriously. On tomorrow's World program and in our free booklets and audio tapes, we've discussed the sobering prophecies and punishments that await our Western nations if we do not repent and reform. No great empire or nation will ever endure without strong spiritual character and integrity. Only obedience to and love of the Scriptures can lead to moral and national prosperity. Ancient King David loved the Scriptures. He stated in Psalm 119 and verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We all need that lamp and light. In this program, I want to encourage you to read and study your Bible. Later in the program, we'll be offering you a free Bible study course that will open your eyes to true knowledge and understanding. So be sure to have pen and paper ready to write down the information. How can your reading the Bible benefit you? First of all, let's understand. The Bible is the most important book in the world. It reveals the true meaning and purpose of life. It gives principles for true success, fulfillment, and happiness. It explains why the world is in such confusion and danger. Its prophecies reveal the future and the soon coming kingdom of God on this earth. It tells us how to prepare for the great events to come. The Bible teaches us how to get along with our neighbors in a godly way. And it reveals the way to life beyond death, eternal life. In his Christianity Today article, "The Greatest Story Never Read," Gary M. Burge emphasizes the vital importance of the Bible to discern truth from error. Quote, "To disregard this resource, to neglect the Bible, is to remove the chief authority on which our faith is built. We are left vulnerable, unable to check the teachings of those who invite us to follow." End of quote. My friends, we need the trunk of the tree, sound foundational truths. The solution to the problem is obvious. One must read the book. When was the last time you opened your Bible? If you're a regular viewer of this program, it might have been just a couple minutes ago. But according to the Gallup poll mentioned above, 41% of Americans say that they rarely read the Bible or never read the Bible. And did you know that only 16% say that they read the Bible every day? All of us should read the Bible every day. Bible truths and Bible knowledge contribute to sound-mindedness. And oh, how the world needs men, women, and children of wholesome character and sound mental health. The Bible is a storehouse of valuable treasure. How can one reap the treasures contained in this book? Turn in your Bible to Proverbs, the second chapter, Proverbs 2 and verse 4. Speaking of true knowledge, the Bible states in Proverbs 2, verse 4, "If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Eternal and find the knowledge of God. For the Eternal gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding." This awesome book is God's gift to us. As Abraham Lincoln once stated, quote, "I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man. All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated to us through this book." End of quote. You need to understand the Bible. Now, let's briefly discuss seven basic principles for Bible study. These keys and concepts will help you grasp more clearly the amazing plan the Creator God has for all humanity, as well as vital keys to a successful and eternal future. Principle number one is, the Bible is a complete book. Many cannot understand the Bible because they throw out 77% of it. They ignore, reject, and some even despise the first 39 books of the Bible called the Old Testament. Let's understand. When Jesus quoted Scripture, it was from the Old Testament. In that tremendous spiritual battle with Satan the devil, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3 when he said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." You'll find that in Luke 4 and verse 4. That profound truth is absolutely foundational to anyone's happiness. Every human being on earth will someday come to learn that he or she must live by that precept. You need to understand that scripture if you want to live successfully in this life and later for all eternity. The Apostle Paul, in writing to the young evangelist Timothy, spoke of the genuine faith that was in Timothy, but also in Timothy's grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice. Timothy had been taught the scriptures from childhood. And what were those scriptures? The first 39 books of the Bible. The New Testament had not been completely written. Read about that in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15. "From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Timothy was able to understand salvation through the Old Testament Scriptures and through his acceptance of Jesus Christ as his Savior. The Bible is a complete book. It begins in the book of Genesis and ends with the book of Revelation. In fact, God gives a warning in Revelation 22 and verse 18. "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." There's a similar warning in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 30 and verse 5. "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in Him. Do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar." Too many preachers and teachers believe the words of men who misinterpret the Scriptures, or who add their own words, visions, and ideas that are human inventions. As Dr. Meredith often challenges our viewers, one needs to ask, what does the Bible say? Let's understand. When Jesus taught us the two great commandments, he quoted them from the Old Testament. The first great commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, is clearly stated in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5. And the second great commandment Jesus taught, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is stated in Leviticus 19, verse 18. Jesus quoted these two verses. These are commandments of God. The point is, my friends, You cannot understand the truth of God and the plan of God unless you study the whole Bible as the Word of God. Remember what we read earlier about Timothy? Let's read 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Or, as the NIV translates it, all Scripture is God-breathed. That's an accurate translation. To understand the Bible, one must read both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Principle number one is, the Bible is a complete book. Principle number two is, the Bible is always relevant. Many people believe that since the Bible was completed about 1900 years ago, that it cannot be relevant for us today. That belief is erroneous. As we've demonstrated in dozens of our programs, not only is the Bible relevant for our day today, but its prophecies reveal the future as well as humanity's incredible destiny. The good news is that planet Earth will not be totally destroyed. Jesus Christ will return at the most dangerous point in human history to save humanity from itself. The gospel of the kingdom of God is always relevant. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Yes, the Bible is relevant. It does answer the most basic questions of life. Lesson 6 of our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course, for example, is entitled, "Why Were You Born?" The answer will astound you. The Bible does predict your potential future and the future of the world. The Bible is an up-to-date book. It's a timely book. To help you in your study of the Bible, we'd like to offer you free of charge our Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. Of course, we expect you to use your own Bible daily in conjunction with this course. And you'll learn from your own Bible amazing truths that have been totally overlooked or even rejected by many religious teachers. Lesson 2 is entitled, "Are We Living in the Last Days?" Lesson 3 is entitled, "Can You Understand Bible Prophecy?" You need this free Bible study course. So pick up the telephone right now and request Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. There's no cost or obligation. Just telephone or write for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study and understanding of the Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study Course is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we discussed the vital importance of reading and studying the Bible. According to Barna Research Online, quote, "Among households which own a Bible, the typical count is 3 Bibles per household," end of quote. That was in 1993. And, quote, "Almost every household in America, 92%, owns at least one copy of the Christian Bible. This includes most homes in which the adults are not practicing Christians, as well as the home of hundreds of thousands of atheists," end of quote. Now, if there are any atheists watching this program, I challenge you to open your Bible, if you have one, and simply read it. I think you'll be amazed at the plain, solid principles and precepts for successful living. Just start reading the book of Matthew and the other 3 gospel writers, Mark, Luke, and John. Read their eyewitness testimony and evidence with an open mind. And for those households with 3 Bibles or more, encourage every member of your family to read the Bible. It may profoundly change your life for the good. We've been discussing principles to understanding the Bible. Principle number 1 is, the Bible is a complete book. Principle number 2, the Bible is always relevant. Now, principle number 3 is, the Bible interprets the Bible. We've discussed this principle on previous programs, but it's an extremely important principle. More than 25% of the Bible is Bible prophecy, and often symbolic language is used. The books of Daniel and Revelation contain much symbolic language. How can you understand it? Let's take a look at one example in the book of Revelation. Revelation in the first chapter gives a description of the glorified Messiah, the Son of Man, standing in the midst of seven lampstands. And verse 16 of the same chapter describes him as holding seven stars. What do these stars and lampstands symbolize? You don't need to guess. I don't need to guess. The Bible itself tells us the meaning. Revelation 1 and verse 16. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Verse 20 gives us the interpretation. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. In Bible symbolism, stars are angels, and the lampstands are churches. Principle number three is, the Bible interprets the Bible. If you don't understand a symbolic word, look elsewhere in the Bible. And this leads us to principle number four. Study all the scriptures relating to a topic. Ministers and religious teachers who fail to do this often end up teaching false and misleading doctrines. Take, for example, the doctrine commonly called law or grace. The false teaching is that grace does away with any obligation to obey the Ten Commandments and the moral law of God. When you read all the scriptures on this topic, the truth is plain. Grace is God's gift through Jesus Christ. After genuine repentance and faith towards Christ's sacrifice, one is forgiven of sin. God extends unearned, unmerited forgiveness, favor, and pardon. That is God's grace. But does that mean one can now live a life of rampant sin and blatantly disobey the Savior of the world? Read in your Bible what Jesus said in Matthew 19:17. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. Jesus then went on to mention several of the Ten Commandments. Let's understand, the Bible does not contradict itself. As Jesus said in John 10 and verse 35, the Scripture cannot be broken. God's grace does not give one permission to transgress God's law. The Apostle Jude warned about those false teachers who would, quote, change the grace of our God into a license for immorality, end of quote. That's in the NIV. As the Anchor Bible Dictionary states, the Apostle Paul, quote, clarified that God's grace brings liberty from sin and not liberty to sin. I appreciate the consistency with which the NIV Study Bible commentators address this issue. Ephesians 2:15, for example, appears to some as an excuse to abolish God's Ten Commandments and the moral law. Listen to this plain comment from the NIV Study Bible about Ephesians 2:15. Quote, since Matthew 5:17 and Romans 3:31 teach that God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ, what is abolished here is probably the effect of the specific commandments and regulations in separating Jews from Gentiles whose non-observance of the Jewish law renders them ritually unclean. End of quote. In other words, when you are consistent and honest with the Scriptures, as in this commentary, the truth is, quote, God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ. This is consistent with principle number one we spoke about earlier. The Bible is a complete book. Study the Scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments of your Bible. To have a true understanding of Bible truths, apply principle number four. Study all the Scriptures relating to a topic. When you honestly do that, you will see that, in this case, grace does not do away with the moral authority of God's law. Now, principle number five is, understand the context. Read all the Scriptures around any particular verse in question. For example, the Jerusalem conference in Acts 15 is often cited as evidence abolishing the Ten Commandments. To some, it appears that the apostles decided that the Gentiles did not have to observe God's laws. Notice the decision pronounced by the apostle James in Acts 15 and verse 19. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. When the apostles specified these four prohibitions, did that free the Gentiles to sin in other ways? Did that free them to transgress the commandment that says, you shall not kill, or you shall not have other gods before the true God? Of course not. The apostles in no way abrogated the moral law of God. To understand the situation, we need to read the context. What was the main question? Read verse 1 of Acts 15. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. The issue was circumcision. The conference decision was that the Gentiles did not have to be circumcised in order to be saved. The Apostle Paul later wrote to the Corinthian Gentiles, 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 19, circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. As Gary Burge wrote in his Christianity Today article, quote, historical exegesis is fast becoming a lost art in the pulpit. Rather than explaining the historical setting of the passage, texts become springboards for devotional reflection. Biblical passages are taken out of context as the preacher searches for those stories that evoke the responses or attitudes desired. End of quote. Apply the principle to read all the scriptures around any particular verse in question. Principle number 5 is, understand the context. Principle number 6 is, prove all things. Turn in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. We often challenge our viewers to check in the Bible for themselves. Don't take for granted what we read here on the program. Read it in your own Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Or as the King James Version states, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Notice the attitude of the Bereans in Acts the 17th chapter. Acts 17 and verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. One way of testing or proving is to practice the principles and precepts of the Bible. Jesus emphasized that one must live by the Bible, by every word of God. He said in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? One can prove or test the Bible by practicing its instructions. That is how you can have a good understanding. Just as Psalm 111 and verse 10 states, the fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. Principle number 6 was, prove all things. Principle number 7 for effective Bible study is, pray for understanding. The Bible emphasizes that we need a teachable attitude. Ancient King David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13:22. Notice David's teachable attitude in praying for understanding. Psalm 25 and verse 4. Show me your ways, O Eternal. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. My friends, pray for understanding as you read and study your Bible. Pray for guidance. God blesses those who respect the Scriptures, who reverence His holy word. In Isaiah 66 and verse 2, Almighty God states, but on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. The Bible is the most important book in the world. My friends, if you've neglected reading the Bible, now is the time to make a change. Those who neglect the Bible are missing out on the most exciting, the most mind-expanding information and knowledge the world has ever known. On the other hand, if you study your Bible And if you apply these principles of Bible study, your life can not only be enriched with understanding and inspired living, but you can understand the future and your incredible human potential and destiny. I urge you to find your Bible. If it's hidden away in the closet or a dresser drawer, find it. Begin reading in the book of Matthew. And if your attitude is right, you'll be greatly blessed and your life will be changed. As Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, "The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." To help you further in your Bible study, we'd like to offer you this exciting free Bible study course. It'll take you step by step through the Bible itself and show you its relevance to your daily life. Lesson 1 is entitled, "The Bible, a Book for Today." There's no cost or obligation, so pick up the telephone right now and request your free Bible study course. We do expect that you'll invest your time and heart in seeking the truth of the Bible. Thousands are already studying Tomorrow's World Bible Study course. It's absolutely free. It's exciting. And you'll be amazed at what the Bible really reveals. So just phone or write today for your free Bible study course.
Don't miss this dynamic, powerful aid to your study and understanding of the Bible. Tomorrow's World Bible Study course is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
The Bible is not only a book for today, but it's also the book of the future. As Jesus said in Luke 21:33, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Thank God that He shared with us the truth and purpose of life. You'll learn more about that life and your wonderful future as you study your Bible and as you tune in to Tomorrow's World. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you amazing Bible truths about your ultimate destiny. So be sure to join us again next week, right here at this same time.
The Bible study course offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579, or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.